Inside the Healing Room with Evangeline Hemrick. Inside the Healing Room with Evangeline is presented by XO Wellness, a healing practice using homeopathy, flower essence, and holistic life guidance for a happier, healthier you. Go to xowellness.com/healing room for 15% off your first consult, healing jewelry, or product. Hello, beautiful people out there. I wish you happy, bright new beginnings in the new year. This is my first podcast release of the new year. If you happen to be listening near the time that I drop it, woo! Happy New Year! I love the new year. It's all about new chapters opening, fresh changes. And if you're not listening to this around the time that I drop it, if you're listening sometime in the future, well, today can be a day of new beginnings for you as well. Anytime can. Welcome to the show. And I've got some good news for anyone who hasn't signed up for my newsletter at evangelinehemrick.com. If you hop on over to my website and sign up for my newsletter, there's still time to get my first free online courses. They will only be offered for free to my newsletter people that sign up and subscribe. And I don't send out a newsletter every week. I have tried to experiment with this last half of 2018, and I found that about every other week is a good rhythm for me to send something out. Just so you know, I won't be inundating your inbox with too much information. But if you do sign up at evangelinehemrick.com, I promise I will give you really good stuff. And I also promise it'll be worth the wait. It's taken me longer than I anticipated to get my courses done, but there's a couple reasons for that. I've been learning a lot of new technology and scaring myself in good ways as I'm growing and expanding. And also, I really had a lot of fun over the holidays, and I soaked up time with my loved ones and some good self-care time. So with those two things said, I'm super excited to complete my offerings for you, and they'll be coming soon. So head on over to evangelinehemrick.com. Today's episode topic might sound like it's not a lot of fun, but to the contrary, you will see that it is a lot of fun to be a true grown-up, which is what we're going to be talking about. Because I look around, and you can tell me if you agree with me or not, I see our nations being led by people who seem like emotionally wounded toddlers. And I don't see a lot of true leadership in the world right now. Maybe there's never been. I think all through time, there's been a few shining examples of true leaders and influencers, or grown-ups, if you will. But where are all the grown-ups? Where have they gone? Or were they ever here to begin with? We can look around and see a lot of humans in adult bodies walking around, still operating off of childhood pain and trauma. And some in high positions of power and leadership seem to have never emotionally matured past the toddler phase that some of us go through, where we might shove another little human and take what we want out of their hands and say, "Mine." We see a lot of this, and it's a little unsettling, and it makes me ask, why are true leaders and grown-ups in short supply? One reason is that it's hard work to raise ourselves up, much less to consciously raise another human being. And most people simply don't know how to do it yet, because where have we been taught this information about raising ourselves, being a true parent to the mental, emotional, spiritual aspects of ourselves? The general population knows how to make another human being, but raising up and developing that human being emotionally, spiritually, and mentally takes a lot of time and skill, which a lot of us have not had the resources to do. I know I have been working on raising myself up emotionally and instilling self-awareness and consciousness in myself for a long time before my son came into my life. And I feel like in order to assist our young people in actually raising up, becoming everything that they have the potential to be, we have to be raising ourselves up as well. Because even though our physical bodies mature without a lot of focused effort or action on our part, our emotions do not mature at the same pace, and neither do our thoughts, unless we put a lot of time, effort, and practice into our thoughts and emotions to develop them. If we don't, we can stay wounded and reactive in our behavior. And that's not a lot of fun to live like that. Our thoughts can stay in repetitive loops until we proactively change the recordings going on in our head. So even though individuals may look all grown up on the outside, most of us are reacting to life in a very painful and difficult way instead of creating our lives joyfully if we don't address these issues. And for the majority of the population, operating on childhood wounds is the norm because these issues were never addressed and healed. But the first thing I want to do is clear up what I mean when I'm saying being a grown-up. Being a true grown-up does not mean you have to be serious and boring and just an old fuddy-duddy all the time. No way. The more we raise these small, little, immature aspects of ourselves to meet the higher, more evolved parts of us, the better life gets. Why is that? Because when we do this important self-growth work, we free ourselves from the bondage of things that happened to us in the past, or even things that didn't even happen, just the way that we perceived what happened. And we no longer have to live in reactive patterns that hold us back. So the good news is this: we can grow ourselves up, be more effective, and have more fun. So I really want to enforce this. When I'm speaking about being grown up, I'm not speaking about being an old stick in the mud. Quite the contrary. The more we develop ourselves, the more joy we have in our lives, and we get rid of all that heavy baggage that keeps us from our joy. I know I'm personally working on raising myself up all the time. There will always be small little wounded parts of myself that I discover that need nurturing, empowering, and strengthening. But I've worked at this long enough to come to enjoy the process of finding those little parts that don't match. And paying attention to my reactions, my thoughts, my emotions, so that I can love on those parts of me and lift them up and parent them or coach them, if you will. But I literally talk to myself when these smaller